Well, I went into the courtroom, and as soon as I walked inside, the judge saw me coming in. He said, "Mr. Stevenson, did you write this crazy motion?" I said, "Yes, sir, I did," and we started arguing. People started coming in because they were just outraged I had written these crazy things. And police officers were coming in, and assistant prosecutors, and clerk workers. And before I knew it, the courtroom was filled with people angry that we were talking about race, that we were talking about poverty, that we were talking about inequality. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see this janitor pacing back and forth, and he kept looking through the window, and he could hear all of this hollering, and he kept pacing back and forth. And finally, this older black man, with this very worried look on his face, came into the courtroom and sat down behind me, almost at counsel table. About 10 minutes later, the judge said we would take a break, and during the break, there was a deputy sheriff who was offended that the janitor had come into court. And this deputy jumped up, and he ran over to this older black man. He said, "Jimmy, what are you doing in this courtroom?" And this older black man stood up, and he looked at that deputy, and he looked at me, and he said, "I came into this courtroom to tell this young man, keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. I've come to TED because I believe that many of you understand that the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice, that we cannot be full evolved human beings until we care about human rights and basic dignity, that all of our survival is tied to the survival of everyone, that our visions of technology and design and entertainment and creativity have to be married with the visions of humanity, compassion, and justice. And more than anything, for those of you who share that, I've simply come to tell you to keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Thank you very much.